We're going to study the Maharal on the mitzvah of tzedakah in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah tells us that toward the end of the Shemitah cycle, right where we are now, someone might question the wisdom of lending money to his fellow Jew. After all, the din of Shemitah is that the loan and the obligation to repay the loan will be canceled. Yet the Torah says, Hishamer lecha penyeh davar im levavcha v'li'al leimor karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. The Torah says, beware, because someone may have a machshava ra, in the words of Targum. Piskom im libach birsha. Blial. Blial is bli'ol. A lawless idea. Shirking Torah responsibility, leimor, where a person would say, karvosh nasa sheva shnasa shmita. It's almost the end of the Shemitah. So you don't want to lend them any money. It's the wrong thing to do. He needs it desperately, and he'll call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's going to be considered a terrible sin that you have committed. So the Gemara is going to talk about how someone who refuses to do a kindness with his money is as one who is worshipping Avodah Zarah. And we'll have to explain why. After all, the worst that a Jew could ever do is turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila and turn to some idolatrous worship. There's no greater Avera. And somehow someone who refuses to give tzedakah is compared to someone who is Oved Avodah Zarah. Let's see the Gemara and then how the Maharal explains this. On page Kuf Ayin Aleph, in the first volume of Nesivus Olam, Nesiv HaTzedakah Perek Beis, in the middle of the Perek, B'Perek HaShutafin in Bava Basra Daf Yud, Rav Papa Havasalik B'Darga. Rav Papa was on a ladder, was climbing a ladder, Ishtamit Kare, Boy the Maple. So he slipped and he almost fell. Cholish Daite, it caused him great distress. Omar, he said, Hashtachen, if this happens, Ichayiv Mandesanilon. Mandesanilon means someone who is hated by us, which is a euphemism for himself. It would appear, it would appear as if I'm being treated by heaven as if I am as guilty as someone who is mechalel Shabbos, who violates the Shabbos or serves Avodah Zarah. Because by having fallen, would he have fallen? That's what happens when someone is chayiv skila, right? When someone is chayiv skila, a person is pushed off a height by Bezdin. The Gemara says that if somebody is chayiv skila le'aleinu and is not processed by a bezdin, then that person will end up falling from some height, accidentally. That's how a person who's chayiv skila meets his end. So he said, I was almost treated by heaven like I'm one who's chayiv misa and misa skila. What could it be? Chilul Shabbos, Avodah Zarah. What did I do? Says Rav Papa. Well, there's someone who actually had the temerity to make a suggestion to Rav Papa. Amalechia bar Rav Midifta. Chia bar Rav Midifta said to Rav Papa, Shema ani ba liyot chavaloi pirnisaso. Maybe there was a nani who came and needed your help and support and you didn't provide for him. That would explain how you would be treated in the eyes of heaven, as if you were chayiv, God forbid, to have misas skila. Detanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Oimer, Kol hamalim einav min hatzdaka ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah. Yeshua ben Karcha, no less, said, if someone turns a blind eye to the needy and doesn't participate in support of the needy, ma'alim einav min hatzdaka, meaning he shields his eyes, it's not only that you don't want to give, but you actually make believe you don't even see it, as if the need isn't there. This person is ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah. Ksiv hacha. When it's coming to this idea of turning a blind eye to someone in need, the Torah says, Hishamr lecha, peniyah davarim levavcha bli'al, as we just said, karvashnas hashmita, and karvashnas hashevashnas hashmita, v'ra einecha ba'achicha ha'evyoin. It's a terrible chet to not give simply because you're worried that you're not going to get it back, that you're not going to get your monies back. Now remember, to give a loan is the ultimate in tzedakah, because it's to give in a way that is maintaining the dignity of the recipient. And here, if you don't want to because you fear, oh, I won't get it back, and indeed maybe you wouldn't, but if you have the wherewithal and you have the means, so we have to help our fellow Jews. And there's similarly a pasuk also using the words blial in Parshas Re'eh as well. We're talking about a city where people have been convinced, God forbid, to serve Avodah Zarah, near Anidachas. Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Belial. So the idea of calling someone Belial, very strong term, very, very great rishus, great evil, Belial, someone who has, you know, unburdened himself of mitzvahs. So you call somebody who has not given tzedakah when he should have, blial, just as you accuse and use that same term when talking about people doing avodah zarah? Yes. Blial, yotzu anoshim bnei blial. Ma lahalon avodah zarah, afkan, Avodah Zarah. Adkan. Shepshua ben Karcha, no less, says that turning a blind eye to the needy is tantamount to Avodah Zarah. Question is why? I understand they're both terribly evil, but Avodah Zarah? Thematically, how is the essence of not giving tzedakah in any way similar to idolatrous behavior? U'masha amar ki hamalim ein of min tzedakah k'mo eved Avodah Zarah v'chein isa gam kein. It's something very special. Ki Hashem Yisbarach, Hu Makar V'Shayresh. God is the source of all. God is the provider. He's the benefactor. He is the Makar, the source. He's the Shayresh, the root of all things that live. Draw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Hashem Imenu Yushba Hakol Kimoisha Amarnu. Everything. Only because of God. Only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. The source for all life. Moment to moment. Ulefichach nikra makar chayim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called makar chayim, the source of life itself. Sheha makar hu mashpi atomid. A source is constantly providing. Bela hefsek. Without pause. V'chein, or v'kach hu Hashem Yisbarach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Shenikra makar mashpi atomid. The source constantly providing every breath of air, every pump of the heart, every moment of existence, moment to moment. Aval ha'avodah zarah, but avodah zarah, in the words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Perek Beis, we read this second Shabbos of the Bein HaMetzarim, Nikra bayrois nishbarim, asher lo yochilu hamayim. Cisterns that are broken, cracked, they can't even hold water. Not only do you have to try to fill them, and they're not a source naturally unto themselves, but they even are boros nishbarim. They can't even hold the water that you tried to bring to them, let alone they can't provide for others. L'fisha'ein b'koyach l'hashpia la'acher. Avodah Zarah is dead. It cannot give, provide any benefit to anyone. like a broken cistern, not able to provide the needs to quench thirst at all. V'loy ze bilvad, not only can it not provide, but it even loses its own water. El af meim of lo yochil, it can't hold on to its own water. Mipnei shehabor choser v'eich yeshpi el acher. You know, the cisterns that we find archaeologically were very well plastered and used to hold vast amounts of water. But it, once the cracks open, the water leaks out. What good is the cistern? And so the Navi compares Am Yisrael's turning to Avodah Zarah to the dependence upon Boros Nishborim Asher Lo Yachilu Hamoyim. V'chein Avodah Zarah Hi Ba'atzma Chaser V'eich Yashpia La'acher Avodah Zarah. Someone who doesn't participate in tzedakah and doesn't want to provide and be the one to give beneficence to others, that means he is cutting himself off from doing what Hashem does. Hashem is the provider. And if we provide alongside HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his messengers, then we are, so to speak, in tandem with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, doing what Hashem Yisbarach does and doing His work. But if a person is ma'alemein of min atzdaka and he doesn't want to be mashpia, harei hu yoytzei min Hashem Yisbarach, he is now separating himself from God. Asher hu makar chayim mashpia. That's what God is. He is the makar chayim mashpia, the source of life, the source of all this beneficence. Ve'ein oydavik ba Yisbarach. And now this person is no longer clinging to God. It's also in this week's parasha, Uvoy Sid Bokun. We have to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning Mahu Afata. As he is Chanun Rachum, so we are supposed to be. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, so what are we supposed to do? Provide and help other human beings. And if a person refuses to do that, so then he is cutting himself off from that partnership and that similitude that a human being's life is supposed to have to God and godliness. So now the person is, if he has a relationship, God forbid, with Avodah Zarah, Shehem Beiris Nishbarim Le'echila Hamayim Ve'ena Mashpiyim Luzulasam. Like Avodah Zarah, you can't provide and do any good. You refuse to. Instead of being like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and being a benefactor and bringing so much good into the world, you refuse to do so? So you're like the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah that's of no benefit to anyone. Afki yesh lehem shem Eloi Hus, even though they have the name Eloha, kumei habor hazeh, it has the name of a bor, a cistern, sheyesh lo shem, sheyesh bo mayim, supposedly it has water. But it does not have its own ability, especially if it's a bar nishbar. Same thing about being a god would mean to be able to provide, but the Avodah Zarah can't. And now this person who is ma'alim einav min hatzdaka refuses to provide, he's like Avodah Zarah. And he is distancing himself and cutting himself off and away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great provider. And instead, the Torah says that you have this evil look and an evil eye toward your own brother, your poor brother. Klemer, me'achishehu achicha, if he's your brother, eich efshar shalei terachim alav? How can you not have mercy? How can you be so incompassionate? Shehad merachim al asher hu achiv. A person is naturally inclined to have rachmanis on his brother. The imalim enov kilu eina achiv. So if you turn a blind eye to him as if he's not your brother, harehu perish mi Yisrael. So now the person who turns his blind eye is now cutting himself off from his fellow Jew. He is denying his own brotherhood in Israel. Shehem am echad. We are one nation. We are united. But you're denying your place amongst us by being ma'alim ayin. U'b'shvil sheYisrael hem am echad, yeshla hem kel echad. Because we are a united people, we have a one Hashem together. But if you are not part of our people, then you're not part of Hashem's people. If you deny the unity and say you're not one with your brother, your fellow Jew, then you're not one of Hashem's people. Then you are distancing yourself and cutting yourself off from your brotherhood, meaning you're not part of Am Yisrael, so you're not part of Hashem's people. So again, it's tantamount to being Oved of Avodah Zarah. V'hayit Tziya min ha'achdus nechshav ki'ilu davik ba'avodah zarah legamri. You're not part of Am Yisrael, you're not part of the people who are Hashem's, then it's Avodah Zarah. Tzu yaitze min ha'achdus. That's part of what we said each year as we talk about the Chacham and the Rosha, where the Rosha says, Mo ha'avodah zayis lachem v'loy loy. He doesn't mean himself. Why is that kafa be'ikar? Because if you're not part of Klal Yisrael, so then you have no relationship with the God of Klal Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kael of the Am Echad. If you're not part of the Am Echad, then you're denying that you have a relationship with the Kael Echad. So if a person denies the brotherhood he has with this poor ani and doesn't provide for that poor ani and says, I'm not his brother, he's not my brother. So then you're not part of Am Yisrael. You're not part of Am Yisrael, so what relationship do you have with Hashem, Elokei Yisrael? If you're not part of the Am Echad, then you're not part of the relationship with Kel Echad. U'lefichach, k'siv lashon avodah zarah b'pasuk zeh. That's why it says, a lashon of avodah zarah, a lashon of blial, when you refuse to give tzedakah. Dafka. Shekasav pen yeh davar im levavcha blial. V'ra'a einecha b'achicha evyoin. Shekevanas akosav shekemen shehu achicha v'hu evyoin. Yesh l'chal rachim alav. You have to. If it's your brother, you have to have rachmanis. V'im loy. Yasa davazeh hu blial. Shehu evyoin v'odazar. Then otherwise, you're cutting yourself off from not just your brother, but from the entire nation and your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is completely true, as we will continue to explain. It's interesting that in tzedakah you have two pairs of letters that appear in the aleph beis next to each other. Dalet and hey, and sadi and kuf. V'hainu ha-tzadi v'ha-kuf, achim. V'ha-dalet v'ha-hey, gam ken, achim. Ki Yisrael heim achim b'toylodo, sheheim uma achas. Yesh lehem av echad, we have one father, we all are descended from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Va'oid kiblu Torah achas b'har Sinai. We have been mekabel Torah. The same Torah, ulefichach, b'kol mokon, as in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Nuntes, Amru, im she'achim b'toyra. What is he referring to? He's referring to the Gemara there. Talks about the pasuk v'loisoinu ish es amisa. You shouldn't oppress and hurt your fellow Jew. Don't cause trouble and hurt your fellow Jew. Where the Gemara says, what kind of a word is amisa? So the sheirish of the word amisa is ayin mem, which means im, someone who is with you. And the Gemara says im. Se'itcha batayra ube mitzvais al tenehu. the person who is with you in Torah and mitzvahs, he's a good Jew, who observes Torah and mitzvahs, he was mekabel Torah like you are mekabel Torah, al teneu, don't cause him distress. Kolema she'ein Yisrael kimo yishar umos. We are different from other nations. She'ein uma achas v'yesh lehem av echad. They might descend from the same family, but by us there's more. Avol Yisrael yoyser she'yesh lehem av echad. We have av echad. Ve'oid hem achim b'teiru u'b'mitzvahs. We are also brothers in Torah and mitzvahs. And now he goes on to say, and that's why in tzedakah it's twice. The dalet and the hey, because we are achim, we are brothers of the same bloodline, of the same family. And tzadi and kuf, because we are brothers who all received the same Torah. ולפיכך יש אישס במילס צדוקה שמירה על זה. That's why the letters in Tzedaka say as much. Kalema ki ro'i lo se Tzedaka el mi shehu achiv. You should be giving Tzedaka because he's your brother. Shehu min zer ha'avais. He's from the same sherish, the same family. Literally, blood, our family. Vim kein yesh lehem av echad. V'gam mechicha b'teir. And he's your brother in Teir. So hadalad vahe b'milat tzedaka heim achim kineged mashi Yisrael achim b'telodo. That's why it's dalet and hey, those are single digits. That's the lesser of the brotherhood. We are ultimately all b'nei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Ulkacha dalet vahe b'mispa protim, single digits. Rak sheyesh oid ma'ala, there's a greater brotherhood, shehem achim b'toira. That's the tzadi and the kuf. Ulkach b'milas tzedakah ha-tzadik v'akuf, shehem achim b'mispar asarais. V'hem achreinim b'mispar asarais. Last in the tens, 90 and 100. Now, if you could just skip toward the end of the next paragraph, 8 lines before the end of the next paragraph, on page Kuf Ayin Beis, in the second column, again, looking at the numbers and the gematria of tzedakah, ki al kaponim yiten Hamaiser, a tenth. V'kasha yeshloi mea, when he has kuf. Kuf is 100, yeah? Ya'ase mimenu tzadi. V'zehu hamaiser. There's kuf, but there's also, in the end, only tzadi, because 10% has been given away in maiser, as you're supposed to give maiser as tzedakah. Vimrotza levater yoser, were you to be blessed and very magnanimous and kind, and you want to give even more, yasa min hahe dalid. Then, out of 5 parts, you can leave for yourself only 4 and give away 1/5. Vahainu chamishis. The Gemara says, shkach amru hamavater al yevater yoser min hachemish. If you want to give more than maaser, go give, but up to 1/5, not more. Shemiyi yatzarach lebrius. God forbid, you shouldn't cause yourself to end up in dire straits. Ubinis, correct. Ubinisiv hanedivus yizboer oid. So, in the word tzedakah, you actually have the two measurements. You have 100%, and then you take away 10% as you are supposed to, and give meiser, and you're left with 90. Maximum, you have 5 parts, and then you leave yourself only 4 because you gave away 1/5. And hence the word tzedakah. But it gets even better. Watch what he now says. V'gam remes b'milas tzedakah, because the Mishnah in Peah says that a person who has less than what he might need to survive for a year, and typically that would be 200 zuz. If you have less than that, you're allowed to take from charity. V'gam remez b'milas tzedakah ki mi sheyeshloi ki mispar tzedakah d'haynu masayim pachus echad, which is 199, yachal lekabel tzedakah. Tzedakah in gematria is 199. Because a person who has 200 is not allowed to take tzedakah. But with only 199, he is. And that's a remez in the very gematria of tzedakah itself. So what we found is that the person who, chas v'shalom, turns a blind eye to someone in need, when he really can and should be helping, it's tantamount to cutting himself off from his fellow Jew, his brotherhood. And if he's not part of the brotherhood of Am Yisrael, so then he doesn't have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu either. And that's why it's tantamount to Avodah Zarah. Earlier he said that such a person is described in the Torah as with thoughts of Bli'al, thoughts like those of Avodah Zarah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate provider, and each human being is given the opportunity to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and partner with Hashem, and also to be providing for fellow Jews, be a provider, bring beneficence and benefit to someone else. If you don't do that, then you are becoming so unlike HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Reb Shua ben Karcha says it's as bad as it's tantamount to being Chalila Oved Avodah Zarah. So we should be blessed all to be able to help each other and to be partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring so much good and benefit to all fellow Yidden all around us. With Hashem's blessings, we should all be zeichet to be mekayim these mitzvahs and enjoy and in good times.
Amen.